time, you know, if I'm out on the road or something and some kid wants some help, they always ask, how can I get more endurance, more range? Not, how can I play more beautiful, you know? It's not never the same thing we're talking about. And I says, well, what's the problem? You know, it's all usually very similar. They always ask, I want to play higher, and I want to play, and I'm having trouble, you know, when I get up around over high C and D, I start to, you know, get a little, you know, my E, I can't get into F. I would say 85% of the time, it's as simple as getting a mouthpiece that works. You know, when you start playing, you know, what do? They just jam a 7C in there, or, you know, what do you start with, you know? And then some people have these pea shooters that are sitting around the house from their father or something was a trumpet player, and they get some pea shooter with some thin sound, or how do you start out playing? It's usually with a Bach 10.5C or a 7C or a 5C. And or a 3C sometimes people start out with. You know,
start on a 3C?
Well, yeah. Wow. I mean, they're, you know, yeah. Good. I mean, a lot of teachers start their students out from scratch on a 3C because you get a nice sound, and yeah. and it's, and then so a lot of people that I've ran into that have been playing for quite a while now are still playing the mouthpiece they started on, and a lot of them are the 3Cs and the 7Cs. Which is good mouthpieces in section and stuff, but they're asking, how can I, when I get up around high C over D and E, and I get, you know, I'm straining real hard, I can't get the white, but my friend can play them, why can't I play them, you know, so I want, how do I do that, you know, and they expect me to say, well, you know, you firm this up here, and you get this here, and you firm more air, and blast, force this out, and get your teeth like this, and your airstream like this, and you hold your position like this, and practice this many hours, this exercise so many hours a day, and da-da-da, and then you'll be able to play the high G. But it's not that. What it is getting a mouthpiece that'll be able to play those notes. It's a thinner, it's a shallower mouthpiece. That's as simple as it is.